السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی صاحب, اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن ٹو یو. مے اللہ تعالی گرانٹ یو اینڈ دی فیملی رمضان کریم. اللہ ایکسیپٹ یور دعاز, اللہ تعالی ایکسیپٹ یور ہمبل ایفرٹس, اینڈ انشاء اللہ وی ہیو سیٹ اپ اے بیوٹیفل پروگرام ان دس مبارک منتھ آف رمضان. مے اللہ تعالی گرانٹس اخلاص, اللہ گیو اس توفیق ٹو پریکٹس آن ایوری سنہ آف دا پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and reap the maximum benefit, inshallah al-adiz. Mufti sahab, inshallah al-adiz, the platform is yours, inshallah, and the ummah is waiting for your advice and nasiha, inshallah al-adiz.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Ramadan 1445. What is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqu zunub, to burn and incinerate our sins. O Muslim, O Muslimah, daily we should be burning, incinerating our sins, never to come back in our lives. On behalf of the directors of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International, we welcome one and all to this auspicious month of Ramadan Mubarak, and we make dua that may Almighty Allah make it a spiritually uplifting month for us and the Ummah and Muslimah. Never forget our brothers, sisters, children in Gaza al-Mubarakah, in Palestine, in Sudan, and all other parts of the world. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, and verse number 184. Every day we will discuss one verse. So many listeners maybe did not listen to yesterday's lesson. So quickly, just for today, a recap of yesterday's lesson. Chapter 2, verse 183 and 184. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, 89 different places Almighty Allah mentions this phrase. Kutiba alaykumus siyam, fasting is made compulsory upon you. It is prescribed and ordained upon you. Kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum, as it is prescribed on those people before you. For fasting is not the unique feature, distinction of this ummah. The previous nations and generations should also fast. But to fast during the month of Ramadan, that is our distinction. So this month of Ramadan, which has just started, alhamdulillah, so this is our unique feature, characteristic and distinction. So why did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala impose this and make it compulsory upon us? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you learn taqwa, Allah consciousness, self-discipline. The best food can be there, the most delicious halal drink can be there, and we alone, nobody is witnessing, but the fear of Allah, the love of Allah. So that is what we learn, how our vehicles normally once a year have to go for a major service, bumper to bumper. Allah Jalla Wala, out of his benevolence, grace and mercy, grant us this month of Ramadan Mubarak for self-discipline. Learn to guard your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your private, everything of yours, O Muslim. You should become the true ambassador. We all should become ambassadors of Islam. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. For how long will you fast? Just a few days. And that is 1 month. 11 months is not compulsory. And in this 1 month, it is from dawn. And that is, like nowadays, there in Durban, around 4:30. And there around here in Johannesburg, 4:50. So it shows that I still have water here in front of me. So yeah, by us, the cut-off time will be around 4:50. So therefore, each one of us should remember, it's just a few days where we make manifest our love for Almighty Allah, and we show our respect to Allah, and that will motivate, inspire us for the remaining 11 months. But Almighty Allah has a law. Last night in Taraweeh, in our night prayer where we read the noble Quran by memory, we read the verse, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286, the last verse of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, the longest surah in the noble Quran. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah does not burden any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا. So whosoever of you is very, very ill, if you just have a slight headache, slight stomach ache and so forth, go to the doctor, take an injection on your hand, on your posterior, your injections will not break your fast. So remember, this means now a bad, terrible illness, sickness, and you cannot continue fasting. Oh, Allah, suffering, or you're on a journey, 78 kilometers or more from border to border, 80-100 kilos, and now you're finding it difficult, whether you're traveling by plane or by train or by vehicle and so forth. Then after the day of Eid, after the day of first of Shawwal, then from the second onwards of Shawwal, فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, you must then fast during those days that come after the day of Eid, which means that now you are back home, you are no more traveling, you have recovered from your sickness, illness. So the lady was pregnant or the lady was breastfeeding and now she's recovered. So that qadha fast, that is not payment, that qadha, you have to keep the fast, and that is mandatory, compulsory. Yes, there are some people who will have to make payment, 40 rand per fast they will have to pay. Who are those people? وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ. And those people who do not have the taqat, the strength, the energy, the stamina, so for them, they pay fidya, the compensation. Sometimes our people use the term kafara. That term is incorrect. Fidya is the term, compensation. 40 rand per fast. Today you can pay the entire amount. Your father, mother, you yourself, you are so old that you don't have the energy to fast, and you won't get that energy in future. You won't regain it. Or you are chronically, perpetually, terminally ill, according to the prognosis of the doctors and the medical fraternity. They say that you will never be able to fast, so you pay 1,200 rand for the whole month. You can EFT it to poor Muslim people or an organization like the Majlis or whoever you have confidence in. Fidyatun ta'amu miskin. It must be equivalent to the food for one poor Muslim. So it must be given to poor Muslims only. But remember, 40 rand is minimum. فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا. So whosoever spends more and gives more, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ, is better for him. Oh Muslim, did you make somebody smile last night? Did you make somebody smile this morning? So every day in Ramadan Mubarak, give somebody something. For the Muslims who are poor, destitute, we will give zakat. For the non-Muslim, we will give them our sadaqat, our khairat, our lillah, whether it's 1 rand or 50 cent or 100 rand, or whether it is some biscuits or what have you, provided that it is halal. So we must become an asset to humanity and show our generosity in this great month, Shahrul Fadil, the great auspicious month of Ramadan. And you musafir, O traveler, O you who are ill and sick, wa anta sumu khairul lakum, that Allah is saying that if you fast, notwithstanding the fact that you are ill ill and sick, or you're a musafir and a traveler, khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. It is better for you only if you knew. Yesterday, somebody last night sent me a message and they said this one, Kala, Balam Kala. And remember, she's well in her 80s, but she's fasting. And Muftisa, please take a name. Kala, I forgot your first name. So we call you Balam Kala. So you Balam Kala, you make dua for us. And all the Kalas, you don't know Kala, it means Masi. It means my maternal auntie, my mother's sister. But all these old ladies, our aunties. So all the Opas and Omas, please, we need everyone's dua. The Ummah needs our dua. To you, Mawlana Salim Kareem, wa anta sumu khairu lakum. It's better for you to fast. In kuntum ta'alamun, only if you knew. So see what the wonderful lesson Allah is giving us. To you, Mawlana Salim Kareem, your ihsan, your favor upon us, upon the listeners, your family, waking up in the early part of the morning, starting 3 o'clock, Allah Jalla Wala grant you abundant reward in this world, in the year after. To our Junaid Mota and his family, to our Riyaz Hussein and his family, Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. MashaAllah, Junaid Mota is here, 1:30, 2 o'clock, speaking to the jinnats, MashaAllah. You, the people, remember in Gauteng, here, Johannesburg area, 4:50 is your cut-off time, so you still have plus minus about 3-4 minutes left. So now take your medication and try and finish up quickly and read istighfar. All of us, let's read istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah Rabbi, min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilay. The Quran Sharif says, suhoor time, sahri time, wa bil ashari hum yastaghfirun. Ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive all of us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And Ya Allah, we know that today is the first of Ramadan. Give us tawfiq that we fast every day. We read Taraweeh every day. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa jami'a amalina as-saliha ya rabbal alameen. Oh beloved Allah, accept from us our siyam, our fasting, our qiyam, our Taraweeh salat and our other salat, our tilawat recitation of the Noble Quran, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and all our good deeds. Bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So, mashallah, now your time is coming rapidly. Oh, how tengers, you people in Johannesburg, Pretoria, and so forth. That's finishing up, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, Gaza genocide, day 158 today. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. 7 jutlas dispatched to hell, many more injured. Alhamdulillah, our brothers Hamas, Mujahideen, they are busy. Make dua for Sudan as well. Israel wants to dismantle UNRWA. They don't want United Nations and the countries to give assistance. They want to starve the Palestinians to death. That is their policy, the haramis. One settler, one bullet. Every day you are awake, suhoor time. Did you have khajur today? Sahri time, every day have khajur and dates. Ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr. So make sure, Kala, daughter, sister, from tomorrow, we place the dates right on the table on dastarkhan. Every sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we should be preparing and be practicing on it. Your time is up now, inshallah, Johannesburg and surrounding. The Israel foreign minister says the Secretary General of the United Nations is one of the worst Secretary General in his history because he speaks the truth, and the truth is always bitter. In Masjid al-Aqsa, remember the jutlas, the haramis, the Zionists are only allowing old people 40 years and above, and ladies and female, the children, the youngsters, they don't allow. But our children, youngsters, they read in the gullies and in the alleys. See how they're reading Taraweeh Salat in Gaza al-Mubarakah, on top of the rubble, wherever they get placed. The Quran Sharif, fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran and Taraweeh is the beauty of Ramadan. Israel attacks a Palestinian football player. He was supposed to be in their circles, a person who has gone to greater heights, his name Barakah. Allah Ta'ala accept his shahadat, Allah Ta'ala accept his martyrdom, and grant all the martyrs of Gaza and Palestine and martyrs of the world Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Grant their families sabre jameel and patience and fortitude. Recognizing the Palestinians as a state and a country is a just cause, the Prime Minister of Spain. Western hypocrisy is manifest regarding the issue of Julian Assange. They speak of free press, but Julian Assange, he spilled all the beans regarding America and their double standards and hypocrisy. Now they get him arrested. If you went to America and you went to New York, then you definitely visited New York Times Square. I went there with my brother Yusuf Dokrat, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He took me there. He said, this is Times Square. So Muslims offering prayer right in Times Square, thousands of them, and the Americans are watching. The revolution is taking place right in the heart of America. India implements its anti-Muslim 2019 citizen law before the elections. This is to play to the Hindu audience, grandstanding, and this is Hindutva, that Muslims are treated as second, third class citizens there in India. Police crackdown in Pakistan on Imran Khan's party supporters, Pakistan Tahreek-e-Insaf, PTI. He won the elections with the independents, but you know Pakistan is well known for dandli and rigging of the elections. In Makkah Mukarrama, in the Haram Sharif, 25,000 new carpets were placed, you must remember, in the beginning of Ramadan, and mashallah for the comfort. You know, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million people assembled there, more so during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Myanmar, Burma, many youth do not want to serve in the army. They say, why must we go serve in this army? Just like the Jutlas, they know that they are risking their lives and for a false cause. Biden is not respected by majority of the world leaders. Between 58 to 60% say Biden is Joe, genocide Biden, good for nothing donkey. And remember, they got two old men fighting for the elections, Biden and Trump. Who will be the loyal dog to the apartheid and Zionist regime of Israel? So that is the battle there. If you know, when the Iraq war took place, there was one Bandar. Bandar in Urdu means a monkey. In Arabic, it means a harbor. So there was Prince Bandar bin Sultan. His father was known as Sultan. He was the crown prince. He never became the king. He died before that. So Prince Bandar, so he is the one, and the British politicians. Now the Guardian newspaper carried all the underhand business and the bribery scandals. You must read it, fascinating story between Prince Bandar. He was one of the architects of the war against Iraq and Saddam Hussein, rahimahullah. Allah grant President Saddam Hussein and President Mohammed Morsi Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Haiti spirals out of control. The gangsters are in charge there, and the gangs, so America is going to send their police and so forth. Indonesia, very dangerous place to go. The pilots fell asleep. Imagine, both pilots fell asleep for 28 minutes and the plane is going autopilot. Very dangerous, you know, but that is the world nowadays. So Boris Johnson, you know Boris Johnson, BJ, so he flew to Venezuela. He made more than 5 or 6 women pregnant, remember, while she was married. So these are these haramis. They park their rifles wherever they want to. And Richards Bay Airport, supposed to be upgraded, now it's downgraded because of fire concerns and security. Inshallah Aziz, our program today will be Maulana Musa Lahir and Maulana Zahid Khan, the interview, 8:30 to 9, 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage, 1 to 2, the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Oh, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, make a note of this. every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So today is Tuesday, first Ramadan, 1445. So inshallah, between 2 and 2:30, there will be a rapid fire, quick fire Q&A, Brother Yusuf Ali and myself regarding Ramadan. So 2 to 2:30, inshallah, starting today. So that will be our programs. Maw Salim Kareem, we have still 10 minutes for me. And thereafter, Maw Salim Kareem will take over, inshallah. Then at around 5:27, 5:28, Maulana will terminate, and thereafter we will go to Mufti Muhammad Aku, and for about 12 minutes, 13 minutes or so, he will then bring in the children, our Junaid Mota, inshallah. You children, don't sleep now. You must be wide awake. Mufti Aku is going to ask you questions, easy questions. Every day, 5 different children, 9 years old and younger, so you must answer the question. And you answer correctly, then you will receive 100 rand each. My brother Junaid Mota will take the account details, your father's account, mother's account, whatever, and then on behalf of the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and company. So every day 500 rand for 5 lucky children, inshallah. One time only you enter, not every day. So Allah Ta'ala reward the Capital Group for sponsoring all these programs and grant them more capital in the Iman and Islam. And then I will be back after prayer, inshallah. 22:06, Maw Salim Kareem will fire up with more questions till 6 o'clock. So inshallah, Maulana, our brother Junaid Mota then will prepare the podcast, part 1, part 2, and we will send it out, inshallah, Aziz. Gee, Maw Salim Kareem, we have about 10 minutes, inshallah, with the Q&A for now. So whatever you have received, inshallah, let's fire up, inshallah.
Jazakallah. Okay. I am ashamed of the Jewish religion, yet with all this bombardment, no Jew is called a terrorist, but a six-month-old baby is a terrorist in Palestine. Explain the rationale behind this, Stephen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Thank you very much, my brother Stephen. Steve, we need more people like Steve and Eve, the people who look at justice. We must become a people of conscience and justice. It doesn't mean if Muslims do wrong, I try and defend it and cover it up. It doesn't mean you are a Jew and then you try and cover it up. Very good question, my brother Steve. Israel, from 1948 and before, they were a terrorist Nazi regime, doing actions worse than Hitler, murdering six-year-old babies and infants and so forth, and getting away with it. Why? Because the mass media are controlled by the Zionists, and majority of the politicians are bribed up. These are just like a woman who sells a body and becomes a prostitute. So these are prostitutes. Remember, they will try and cover up and defend Israel. So therefore, we have this program, Stephen, my brother, to name them, shame them, and nail them. The biggest war criminal today is Bibi Benjamin Netanyahu, the butcher of Gaza. And remember, you Jews, I don't blame all of you. I told you, you are our enemy. I told you, Hindus, you are our enemy. But I always qualify it and say, we will never say every Jew, every Hindu. We will say majority of the Jews, majority of the Hindus. Look at Israel and India. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 82. The last verse of the 6 Supara, the 6 Jews, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Stephen, for you and the esteemed listeners, I said I will start a new series for you, inshallah. Let us start today, Ramadan Diary, on the 1st of Ramadan. What happened, my brother Stephen? You're speaking about the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. So there's a country called Egypt. Remember Amr bin As, the Sahabi companion, student of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, conquered Ifustat, conquered Egypt, Cairo, all these areas on the 1st of Ramadan, 20th year after Hijrah. Today we in 1445, so 1425 years ago, Egypt is still a Muslim country. Their lingua franca is still Arabic, and you see that they love Islam, but the politicians want to suppress it and subvert it. So may Almighty Allah make it easy for them. That is your history lesson for today. G.
Congratulations. making it to your holy month of Ramadan. Sir, I just want to know, my Muslim friend said, if you die in this month, there is no punishment in the grave. Is this true, sir?
Thank you, my brothers, my non-Muslim listeners, male, female, adults and children. We really appreciate. And don't go away. I will be back at 5:40 for the last segment, 20 minutes. You can fire up more questions, right? So please, please don't go away. Whatever is in your mind, no censorship, and you don't have to apologize. Whatever is in your mind, you can swear us, criticize us, do whatever you want to. So we got no problem with that because we have the best and we want to share with the rest. So you must remember that in this month of Ramadan, so when a person passes away, the condition is the person must pass away with Iman and Islam. Otherwise, my brother, it is Friday, it is the month of Ramadan, it is the 17th of Ramadan, the second year of the Hijrah. Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham, he was known as Abu al-Hakam to the Quraysh and the Mushrikeen and idol worshippers. He was killed and dispatched straight to Jahannam on a Friday, 17th Ramadan, and killed. But what happens? That he goes straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Go and read chapter 44, verses number 44 to 50. Allah speaks about him. Zuk, innaka antal azizul kareem. So my brother, sister, that daily, more so now in Ramadan, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, the person must pass away with Iman and Islam. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me die and pass away with Iman and Islam. Wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Oh Allah, unite me with the devout and pious people. My beloved father passed away in Ramadan. My nani ma, nana pe, all of them, my maternal grandfather, grandmother passed away in Ramadan. And nani ma, my maternal grandmother passed away 27 Ramadan. I was born in Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala make easy for all of us. We pass away during Ramadan on a Friday or Monday. So these are the great occasions and days to pass away, provided we pass away with Iman and Islam. Yes, it's true. Allah will protect us from the chastisement and punishment of the grave.
Sir, at the end of Ramadan, I want to become a Muslim. So from now till then, give me some daily spirituality to keep me and others motivated.
My brother, what guarantee you got you're going to see tomorrow sunrise, my brother, that you are making a deal with me, but you know death is hovering above our head. So now, daily, we must be prepared because death comes to the young, to the old, male, female. So I appeal to you, my brother, God Almighty Allah will question you. Yo, my brother, you are my brother and we all are servants of Almighty Allah. So you, Adam, Eve, Steve, whatever. So now Allah will question you. I gave you eyes, I gave you ears, I gave you the sense of intellect, touching everything, and now you still want to delay. Why you don't bring Iman now and Islam now? Listen to the virtues, my brother. Chapter 8, verse 38. You got it? You go and Google it and see. Chapter 8, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Allah Jalla Wala, our beloved creator and owner of the entire universe says, O non-Muslim, if you embrace Islam sincerely, your sins of the past are forgiven. You will become like a newborn baby. حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهَدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَ. You know Khalid bin Walid, he was the architect of many battles, and the battle of Uhud was victory for the Muslims initially, but then he found an opening and he made a U-turn. So he caused a lot of people to pass away also in the rank and file in the Muslims. They became martyrs, but now he embraces Islam. It was difficult initially for him to make eye contact with Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Master alayhi salam said, Ya Khalid, don't worry. Innal Islama yahdimu ma kana qabla. Open Mishkat, open Muslim Ahmad, various compilations. Verily, when a person embraces Islam, sincerely, Islam expunges and erases the sins of the past. My brother, my sister, I'm ever ready for you. Tell me now you want to embrace Islam and we will make you Muslim. Please do not delay. It might just be too late, my brother. I know you don't want to fast, right? So therefore you say that just try it out and you will see the ecstasy, the joy. What must I tell you? This morning when I woke up 3 o'clock, 3:05, 3 whatever time, you know, I felt such peace, such contentment. We can cry, Ya Allah, Allahumma laka shukr kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Ya Allah, we say all thanks is for you. All gratitude and praise is for you. You blessed us with Iman. You blessed us with Islam. Ya Allah, you gave us family members. Yes, Allah, we do have some challenges, water shedding, load shedding, dust shedding, but we live in peace. Compare ourselves to Gaza, and we are sa'imin and sa'imat, we fasting. That ecstasy, that delight, we have seen the month of Ramadan. So that, my brother, when you become a Muslim, that internal joy that you will experience will come to you. So I appeal to you, become a Muslim immediately.
Is it permissible to take a blood sugar test by pricking your finger while fasting, Mustafa?
Totally permissible. Your fast will not break. I'll just answer this, then I'll go, and Maw Salim Kareem will take over, and then 5:28 or so, Mufti Aku, 20 to 6, I'll be back, inshallah, for more Q&A. So remember, the things that will break your fast are medication, food through the mouth, or through the nose, some medication, through the back passage, that will break the fast. People who have piles and so forth. For you ladies and mothers, things that enter the front passage, you know, you go for internal checkup, that will nullify the fast. You go for a sugar test or so forth, or other tests, they prick the finger, so your fast is totally valid. There's no problem with that. Yes, because the blood will flow, so only according to the Hanafi scholars and jurors, they say your wudu will break, but everybody says that your fast is valid. Barakallahu feek, Maw Salim Kareem. Inshallah, we'll speak to you 20 to 6. Jazakallah khair. Salaamu alaykum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.